Welcome to the How to Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to be looking at impulsion within the scales of training. So impulsion is the fourth of the train scales and only becomes relevant and useful once the first three scales are fairly secure. So those are rhythm, suppleness and contact. Now, asking for too much impulsion before scales 1 to 3 are established can cause problems, as the horse will not yet have the physical ability to manage a lot of impulsion without stiffening or coming against the hand. He should be forward thinking and reactive to your driving aids, but beware of pushing him for an inappropriate amount of impulsion too early on. So what exactly is impulsion? So here is the definition from the FEI. So impulsion is the transmission of controlled, propulsive energy generated from the hindquarters into the athletic movement of the eager horse. It is the ultimate expression, and it can be shown through the horse's soft and swinging back, and is guided by the gentle contact with the rider's hands. So with that definition, you can see that the scales of suppleness and contact, which are the previous scales, how they are essential for the control and direction of impulsion into a useful tool. Now, aside from the previous train scales, which we've already mentioned, there are some other things that you need in place in order to achieve correct impulsion. So your horse needs to have the following: a fair degree of balance, freedom from tension and anxiety, understanding of both the driving aids and the controlling aids, lack of resistance anywhere in the body or mind. He needs to be forward thinking. He needs to have elastic movement of the limbs. He should have active hind legs with vigorous bending of the joints. He should have a quick hind leg which does not trail out behind the body but picks up ready to move forward again. He should have the ability to overtrack, and his hind leg should step forward under the centre of gravity. Now, if you have too little impulsion, this leads to the following causes. So the horse may have a lack of athleticism, he may have flat and inelastic paces, you may need to keep using obvious aids just to keep him going, he'll be slow and responsive to the aids, it'll be difficult to produce any medium and extended paces, and you will struggle with lateral work. Now, if you have too much impulsion, and yes, it is possible to have too much, then this can lead to tension, tightness, hurrying, difficulty to control, he might have a short neck, and you will have contact issues as well. However, if you get the impulsion just right, you will have the following. So you will have power, the ability to produce a range of variations within the paces. You will get thrust, so the ability to increase the spring off the ground in the trot and the canter. You will have a more pronounced rhythm to the paces, which combines with an increased suspension to produce cadence. You will have a better ability to maintain the rhythm and suspension in all work, especially within the lateral movements. The horse will be willing and eager to obey the rider's aids, and you'll have an impression of controlled power, and overall this makes the horse exciting to watch and exhilarating to ride. So to wrap this episode up, impulsion is the ingredient that makes dressage exciting and easy to ride, but just be aware of focusing on it too early on in the horse's training. Providing that your horse is forward thinking and reactive to your driving aids, be patient and wait for the first three scales to be secure before you try and add too much drive, and always remember that impulsion does not equal speed. But if you get the earlier stages right, impulsion will be easy to add, and then your training will really take off. So how about your horse? Do you think he has too much impulsion, too little impulsion, or just the right amount? Or are you still establishing the first three training scales? Leave us a comment and let us know. Now, depending on how you listen to this podcast, that can be at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website, it can be on the YouTube video, or you can hit us up on one of our other social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.